Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, I clapped after the clap.
Jeff Ritter.
No, fuck that.
Jeff Ritter.
Fuck that. No,
Jeff fucking Ritter.
We're not. You named a Pomeranian after Jeff Ritter. We're not doing Jeff Ritter
That's
anymore.
That is a special thing.
What's up, Ross?
Hi,
what's
up, Matthew? Before we got on the air, you guys missed it at home. Jared Taylor was like, man, I need to take a mid-show fucking dump out. Is that still the case, Jared? Is that still the case?
Did you hear my rebuttal? I said, can't you take a pre-show dump out? And he goes, but I gotta maybe dump out mid-show.
Why are we talking about this? It's a point of not having the microphones recorded.
No, but we need to put that information out.
Jared,
no,
people need to know if you bolt at any second, yeah, that you're dumping out somewhere.
Oh, man, I got a full explosion.
Gross.
I got to go full X.
And the bathrooms are awkwardly close to the podcast room, so I hope you don't stink up the joint.
Oh, boy.
My cock don't stink.
Yeah, it smells like a moist clam.
It can make a cat throw up. It can make a cat puke.
We got ourselves a moist clam dick hole.
Oh, God, I hate you right now.
Why, you don't like a moist clam?
No, I don't like that word.
You go to a steakhouse and you have the appetizer, some fucking, you know, grilled onions and some moist clams.
No, stop it. I have clams and white sauce all the time.
Moist smoked.
I'll take a hot dog with a side of moist clam.
Moist clam. Oh, God. You know canned clams?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, can you imagine putting those on a dog?
A hot dog.
Oh, yeah. God.
Just a can of clams?
Just a can of clams.
Wait,
do you drain the juice or you just go full clam?
Bro, I've never eaten no canned clams.
No.
That canned clams is like the worst thing you could buy.
Why? Do you drain the juice, though?
No, because I'm not going to touch a can of clams.
Dude, you're going to eat a can of clams.
Dude, that is one of those things
that's
that you shouldn't be canning.
That's my next bet with you. You're going to eat a fucking whole thing of
an
18.5 ounce can of clams.
18 ounces?
Yeah. Why not?
That's a fucking gallon.
Is that
a gallon?
That's a pound and 2 ounces. You own a fucking coffee company that serves
clams.
Oh, I thought we were talking about liquid ounces.
No.
What?
So stupid.
What?
Same weight.
No, it's not.
Yeah, liquid weights the same. You can weigh it by pounds.
Weigh a pound. No, a gallon is not.
That's like
gallon.
Saying how much. Which one weighs more? A pound of shit or a pound of metal?
No, it's not. Because there's liquid ounces. How many ounces are in a gallon?
I know what you're trying to get.
What is it? How many ounces are in a gallon?
A pound is a pound.
Yeah, but how many ounces are in a gallon?
16.
128 fluid ounces, Jared.
In a gallon?
Yes.
So then, that doesn't make sense. You can't say an ounce is an ounce on both. It's O-Z and O-N-C-E. What? There's 16 ounces in a pound and 148 ounces in a gallon?
Well, speaking about moist clams, we have one of my favorite people on the show today, Crispy, a.k.a. Crispy, Omar. And
yeah,
I always miss
Villegas.
It.
Villegas?
No. I called him and asked him how to say his last name for Rated Red.
Avila,
right?
Avila.
Say the L, though, because you ever wonder if it's Avila or Avia, so.
Weren't we in a truck together recently?
Yeah, we were.
Where was that? Colorado?
Was it Colorado?
I don't remember. I remember we were in a big truck, though.
Vegas.
Maybe.
But yeah, I think it was a SHOT Show.
I don't remember.
Why did they call you Crispy?
Oh, wow. Go Ross.
Shit, because you'll always miss me.
Oh, nice. Ooh. You have a nice crunch to you.
I'm just saying. Man, so I got blown up in Iraq, and I got burned 75% on my body, third and fourth degree burns. And, you know, humor is one of those things you got to find, or your injuries are going to get the best of you. And it was one of those things where I was hanging out with a buddy in Germany who happened to get blown up and lost his eyesight. I mean, a piece of shrapnel went in, caught him. I mean, everybody got jacked up in that vehicle except him. And it was just that small piece of shrapnel hit him in the eyes. Anyways, we fast forward. We're doing the welcome back ceremony. We're hanging out, and he hurt my voice, and he called me over. He's like, "Sergeant Avila, is that you?" I was like, "Yeah, what's up, man?" And he goes, "Check this shit out," and takes his glasses off. And he goes, "I'm the only Filipino with a blue and a green eye." He had, you know, the prosthetics. And I was like, "Holy shit." And he's like, "What happened to you? I heard you got jacked up." I was like, "Yeah, man, I got burned," or whatever. He goes, "Shit, so you're crispy." And I was like, "Damn, I like that." So from there on, I just stuck with that. And when people were like, "How you doing? I'm so-and-so." I'm like, "Oh, how you doing? I'm crispy."
Crispy the fuck on.
Yep. I like that. I like it. And the reason I ask, because Jared often forgets that this is an audio show only. So the people at home don't get to see the guests. So that description is the best description anybody's ever given on this show.
Yeah, but Crispy sells himself short, man. This motherfucker's pulling like over 700 pounds in a deadlift. Then his fucking had some complications with his legs. Volunteered to get his leg cut off, got a prosthetic, and then was back in the gym 2 weeks later. Like, it's going to take months. He's a fucking stud.
Holy shit. That's fucking crazy.
Yes.
Well, I was bored.
You're bored?
Bored. Yeah. Get rid of this leg. I'm bored.
Well,
I got tired
of being
today.
At home all fucking day, and everybody's like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" Like, if I was some sort of fucking cripple, so I was like, "Fuck this. I'm going to the gym."
My only big thing with Crispy is he doesn't know what it's like to have a fractured foot. You know, he's walking around
because he doesn't have a foot.
Yeah. He doesn't have a foot.
He doesn't know what it's like to have a boot on.
He needs to show me more sympathy. Yeah.
He doesn't know what it's like to have a boot on.
Matt is walking around in an air cast for those who don't know.
No, I literally walk back into her fucking office today. He's like, "Oh, here's a cherry," because you can't really stand with your foot. I'm like, "Yo, Crispy, no."
But he didn't even deny the cherry. Yeah, he's like, "Okay, move."
I sat down like an asshole.
Well, hey, Crispy, welcome to the show. We got some sponsors who pay for this shit to be on the air. Surprisingly, again, I say that surprisingly, after last show, a cat puked on the ghost bed watching Jared fuck. I'm surprised they still stayed on, to be honest with you. Surprised they still stayed on. First and foremost, we got Strike Force Energy at the top of the show. StrikeForceEnergy.com is the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouches full of energy. They go in every single liquid available. And they got some new flavors, kid. They've got grape, which is my favorite. Make America grape again. They've got orange and they've got lemon. And they're doing it right over at StrikeForceEnergy.com. They keep us all hopped up. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 20% off of all your orders forever. And they've got a subscription to the month club, which we all have. And them shits is only like 99 cents a packet.
See, you're doing this promotion all wrong, Ross. All you have to say is a Navy SEAL owns it and the shit sells itself. You know?
Navy SEAL.
Navy SEAL. I'm just kidding. Sean is a SEAL who owns it, and he's a real fucking good guy. So love you, buddy.
That's awesome, man. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 20% off. They are Navy SEAL owned. Therefore, it's the best energy drink you'll ever have in your entire life.
So good, you'll write a book about it.
Exactly. Next up, we got ghostbed.com. Boy, we've all got Ghostbed. We all sleep on them, we fuck on them, we make love on them, and we've also had cats on them.
I don't know.
If you've never seen Jared fuck, apparently Jared fucks so well, he makes his own cat throw up. Ghostbed.com is the finest mattress ever made in the history of mankind.
The look of disgust on Evan's face
Evan's just
right now
looking
is
at
so
me right
good.
Now because of what you said, Ross.
Evan, you missed last episode. Jared was having sex with his wife in doggy style position. The cat jumped up on the bed and was watching Jared have sex and threw up right behind his legs on the bed.
What does a cat throw up sound like? I don't even
know. No, she just goes, bleh.
Oh, God. That's also what I picture you making love sounds like. Like your grunts. Just,
yeah, it's bleh. Like a, it's like a fucking beached otter that can't get back in the ocean.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you think they come back for more?
You are. You're a fucking human version of a fucking
I'm just saying,
seal. Or what are the big fat seals, the Alaskan ones?
I'm not one of those.
Yes. Lion? Lions,
a lion seal.
I'm not
yeah.
one of those. Stop helping him.
Yeah. Look, ghostbed.com. The mattresses are so great that they hold a full live seal on them. It's the best sleep you'll ever have in your entire life. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. You get $50 off a mattress. Every time you order a mattress, you get free pillows with it, which are the fucking jam. Also, they're giving away 2 free beds this month and 2 free sets of pillows just for entering your email address on ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And don't forget that the promo code is drinkingbros for $50 off. And they have a payment plan. Big fan of the ghostbed.com. Yeah. Evan, since you just got here, next up we got readyman.com. Why don't you tell us about it?
Oh, ReadyMan. ReadyMan.com. It is a place so you can hone your survivalist skills. So you can go out there and check it out. It's got it's called basically the survival membership or the ReadyMan membership. You get different levels. You can get behind the access wall there and get a ton of different information about Jeff Kirkham and what he's doing with a bunch of weird inventions. And I'm not selling this at all. Like I'm
dude,
not,
I was
I'm not
really
selling
bad in
it
the last
at all.
Show. It's a fantastic.
Like it's a
hard.
Fucking cool product. It's just I can't for whatever reason. You got to just go over and check it out. Seriously. Just go over and check it out. It is. It's like mastering the art of self-reliance.
They're in our building, and we occasionally just walk down there because we want to see what the hell's going on down there.
There's screaming and gunshots over there.
Yeah, they got like MMA stuff over there. They got shooting stuff. They've got survival stuff. They've got a ton of different really cool random stuff that you're like, oh, that's badass, dude. Now I know how to, weld using. My dad actually just shot a video with those guys. They taught him. How to weld using a clothes hanger. Like it's like wrought iron. It's disgusting. It's shit pot metal basically, but you hook it up to car batteries and you can weld steel poorly together, but he fucking did it. And I was like, yeah, you remember you're telling me this thing. He's like, oh yeah, goddamn. Yeah. I'll show you how to do that. And I was like, Jeff, get the camera out.
That's stuff for like when you go camping just to whip out where you're just like, oh, I can weld that with a car battery. Yeah. And he's like, he's a spy. It's Jason Bourne.
If,
and you're like,
God. If we have an emergency with the dick or butt boat on the way to have a
yes. we're making a dick butt boat.
We're making it's sorry, two we'll separate boats. Yeah. It's two separate like, boats.
Yeah, dick butt boat.
I'm in the butt
you're gonna
boat.
Ram them yeah. to put them together.
We're going
to
interrupt.
Wait, you have to choose sides. Do you want to be in the butt boat with me or the dick boat with JT?
Oh, I don't know. That's
I want Ross
one.
On the butt boat.
Yeah, so
yeah, I'll go on
so
the butt
we're
boat
gonna
with
interrupt
you.
Spring break at Lake Havasu. Matt's gonna come screaming around the corner at about 45 miles an hour on top of this giant paper mache butt, and he's screaming and looking behind him, and then there comes us with this dong boat just chasing him around.
Let's custom make the air inflatables around like ski doos, right? And then we'll just be ramming a dick into a butt around Lake Havasu during spring break. And that's all it will be. It'll be a huge success.
Yeah.
Just us getting fucked up.
We could use a canoe as the base with an outboard motor, and then we make a giant paper mache dick.
And then Ross can drive around on like a tiny little skidoo with just like it's just flat and it's the taint.
we'll put a little bit of AstroTurf on it so it's hairy a little bit. Like,
yeah.
It's totally against his personality. Like, he's not the butt or the ass. It's just
the taint.
It taint Ross.
Listen, I'm gonna put a ghost bed on my boat. Okay. That way, when I get rammed in the butt, I can sleep comfortably.
Yeah,
well,
but I do want to ask Ross about something. So, who posted your number online? Because I got that text from you earlier.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I got what I do know is this: I got 200 calls in under 15 minutes. It was so bad that I couldn't. I tried to call Verizon's my carrier. I tried to call Verizon. I couldn't get through the conversation because it was just beep, beep, beep.
Well, what you didn't see where it was posted?
I had
because honestly, like if it went up in Drinking Bros, people would They'd be like, hey, they would protect it. They wouldn't.
Yeah. It wasn't. I don't think it was a drinking bro at all.
Your new one is 910-51.
Jesus Christ. You actually gave him the first six digits.
Keep going, kids.
But I will say this. Whoever did it, it was concentrated. The calls were coming from Miami, Houston, Austin, and it was like five different cities all at the same time.
Hmm. I bet it was Reddit then. That just sounds like that's the only other place that where I think strange. Someone could garner traffic enough to get a bunch of people to call.
Yeah.
I mean, unless somebody created a subgroup that hates you.
The Ross Patterson hate group.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that started it.
Yeah. So I had to get a new number. It sucks because it was an 18-year-old number. I had it for a long time.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Lost Ooh. It.
It's always hard when you got to give an 18-year-old away.
It is. But hey, Evan, we've got a special guest on the show. We got Crispy here. Crispy, I was doing a little bit of reading up on you. Is it true that you were the current world record holder for the World Association of Bench and Deadlift in the Paralympics category?
Yes, sir.
Holy shit. What'd you bench and what'd you deadlift?
I benched 465 and I deadlifted 675 at the time.
God Ooh, damn.
Shit.
Matt Best, what's the best you've ever deadlifted, Matt?
Not that. At my prime, I think I hit a 625 and I had both my
That's
legs.
That's good.
So, there's no comparison of manhood from me to Crispy.
He's
Crispy
so nice.
wins that battle every time, and I'm cool with that.
Like, you got one leg, you're like looking over at Matt. No, dude, that's good. Good job. Seriously, like, just keep trying.
And how's that ankle, Matt? Yeah, is that foot okay? Is that foot okay?
Fucking pussy. I saw it all over your face.
Well, I didn't want to say it.
I can't believe you said
right
that
here.
To Matt Best in his office.
Hey, Crispy, I also read that you're a liaison for Sons of the Flag. What's that all about? You want to tell the folks at home?
Yeah, so Sons of the Flag is a nonprofit organization that got started by a friend of mine who's a former Navy SEAL. Go figure.
SEALs.
Yeah.
That's okay. We like them. We like the SEALs.
So anyways, he started a nonprofit because there's nobody out there doing extensive research for burns. I mean, for me, I get a burn and that's it. Skin grafts, that's all I have. Like, it's like good luck, have a good life, and enjoy yourself. So what he's doing, he's raising money. He's putting doctors through extensive classes to become surgeons and doctors just to specialize on burns. So they start coming up and develop new things, what works for certain people, what doesn't. And what I love about it, it's not just for military people, it's for first responders and civilians. Because at the end of the day, a burn's a burn. And I don't care who you are or where you've been, the burn fucking hurts.
Plain and simple. My neighbor got burned pretty extensively, and then she an oven exploded on Thanksgiving Day. No lie, she was pulling a turkey out of the oven.
I don't want to make a Thanksgiving anymore.
I know it was a gas oven, and she was pulling a turkey out and exploded on her.
Now I feel like an asshole because I was talking to Jared and Matt earlier, and they're like, "Dude, so what do you tell people when you got hurt?" I was like, "I just tell them I was deep frying a turkey in Iraq, and it wasn't sawed out properly, and it just went everywhere."
No. So, well, look.
Do they believe you?
A lot of people do. They're like, "Oh my god!" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, Thanksgiving's horrible, and I hate it, and it's on my birthday, and I don't like it." They just look at me like, "Holy shit!"
Oh god.
Well, hey, well, let me ask you this. She went through extensive. She said she was in an oxygen chamber. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, so what that does is it helps her heal faster being in there. I really don't know, like, all the technology, but it actually helps the skin heal faster, and the scar tissue starts getting a little thick so she can, you know, go on into, like, for example, like myself, I didn't go through that chamber, so every time I bump myself into something, I get a cut on my skin, and I start bleeding all over the place. So the chamber helps her her skin become really thick. So even if she bumps herself, she's not going to cut or bleed
it's
as
a little
fast.
More durable.
As, yeah, it is.
There was something I saw the other day. I don't know how accurate it was, but it was like stem cell research as far as burn victims, where they're like introducing their own stem cells to the burned area, and it's actually like do recovery times like five times as fast, and the scarring's a lot better, which if that's the case, that is fucking rad.
Yeah, so the Sons of the Flag's actually looking into that, and they're actually funding some of that as well.
That's fucking great to hear, man. That's what I feel like, not like what I've heard from like a lot of wounded guys is burns and civilians, like that is the worst. Is that, you think, out of all the injuries you've occurred? Because you got pretty banged up.
Well, yeah, that's what we talked about earlier. Like, so I had my amputation on the right leg in August, and I was scheduled to be in a prosthetic by the end of December, and I was actually in a prosthetic the second week of November. So it was quick. I was like, I really didn't have that much pain. It was fast, but the burns, man, like the process of going through it. Because I remember after I woke up, you know, after they're doing skin graft, every time you get like a dead skin on you, they got to scrape it off. So the bottom skin can heal up. Well, I remember them doing that to me, man. And it was, I would just pass out because it was such a, I mean, the pain was horrific, dude. It was just, I remember screaming and that was it. And I wake up in my bed and I had new bandages. And this was every day for 6 months.
Fuck me,
yeah,
dude.
So, I mean, when, dude, I haven't experienced anything like that since. But, dude, that, oh, God. I walk into hospitals and, you know, I go speak to other burn patients throughout the country and, the smell of the burn unit, dude, I can't stand it.
Does it bring back memories almost?
Not memories, just the smells with fucks with you. You're like, fuck, this smells like shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. How did you stay so positive afterwards?
Man, it was one of those things where, you know, it was either go down a dark road and be another statistic, or was using what happened to me to motivate others and push forward and give people a positive image of the veteran community. Because as we all know, you know, a lot of people don't really portray that. And a lot of people think that every veteran that's been wounded has got PTSD or is crazy or can't be social in the community. And I wanted to be different from that. I wanted to motivate not only my service members, but the community and everybody that I meet. I hope I can make an impact on their life to be better and do something great in their lives. It doesn't have to be something that's going to change the world overnight, but to leave this world a better place when they're gone. That's my mission. That's what helped me be positive and funny and, you know, and all that shit. And meeting people along the way that, you know, are worse than I am, like Schlitz, man. We all know Schlitz. Yeah. And like, I look at that dude every single day and I'm like, if he's not complaining, then why the hell am I complaining? And he pushes me. So that's pretty much why.
You know what's weird is he gets a lot of pussy, that guy. I'm dead serious.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know, because I was with him at the hospital. Like, we went through therapy together, and I was like, God, Lee, how the he was banging nurses and therapists and shit.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Hey, Rangers lead the way, bro. Rangers lead the way.
Get out of here. And then, you know, and then I asked him, I was like,
every time I've been out with that guy, every single person who's come up to me was like, oh, hey, you know him? And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he goes, dude, do you know how much pussy that guy gets? And I was like, fuck, man. Like, they don't even talk about his burns whatsoever. All they talk about is
how much pussy this guy gets. Because he's like a make-a-wish kid, dude. Like, I mean, fuck. Give him some ass.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Talk about turning that frown upside down, bro. That's fucking legit. Yeah. Like, that's like, yeah, let's fucking do this. That's like one of the things, like, talking to Mike, man. Like, fuck. You really don't have any room in your life. Like, anything that I've had negative, it's like, it takes me a split second to fucking snap out of it. Like, literally fucking a split second, because the people that we're interfaced or around every day, it's like, man, if that guy's not complaining, I'm not complaining. I don't have anything to complain about. Fucking life is good, dude. And it's like, and really, like, I think that's part of the success of this team. We always remind each other, like, I think it's probably every day, where at least we were reminding each other, like, the community as a whole. We were talking about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The name veteran owned has to fucking mean something, right?
Definitely.
And it has to mean that it's a superior product. If we take away from the community in a way that's negative, we're really just stealing from the community. That's all we're doing. Right.
Oh yeah.
And if we don't put something back that's positive, and we're talking about, like, you know, content, the context of content, I don't think we've had more conversations about, will this make people laugh versus will this make one of the companies a profit? Absolutely. It's a fucking 9.9 to fucking 0.1 conversation. And I would say that, like, everything that you do on the on that side, and I'm going to give Matt some props here. It's always like, is this going to make people laugh? Is this going to inspire people? Is this going to make them better? It's not like, how many fucking shirts am I going to sell? I don't even know if I've heard that conversation. Probably fucking 50 to 1. Like, oh yeah, you know what? This piece of content is going to be funny, and well, we can tie this to it.
To
that's
all
cool
the times
too.
That we've ever, most of our biggest ideas, we were in tears on the floor.
Fucking laughing our asses off.
When we were talking about him.
Like, but correct me if I'm wrong, is it very therapeutical for you? I mean, every time you do something like that, does that just help you? I mean,
I think everybody has to find their outlet in life and where they get like worth and purpose from. And mine is creation. And, you know, when I see people's response like, hey, man, I really needed this morning, that's what gives me motivation. I'm sure the same way I look at you guys, like you guys and like Mike and people that have been hurt and Derek and these guys that just turn it around that have every right in the book that could have made an excuse to like be stagnant in life, but they've turned it into being more motivational and more positive in life than dudes that, you know, don't have really any hardships in their life. So I think, yeah, across the board, man, like that's what's motivational for me with the community, because it's fucking fun to watch.
Hell yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, a lot of, even when we were in the hospital, man, I remember, you know, coming into doing therapy, which everybody hated because, you know, you're getting stretched out and your skin hurts. And some of these physical therapy people are fucking nuts because they come in and they crank you and you're fucking hurting and they're laughing. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But just being in there, you know, show one of your videos, one of you guys' videos, and guys will start laughing. They're like, we need to be fucking funny. So it was, you know what I mean? Like, from what you put out, it kind of motivated everybody else. And it's just a big, big fucking circle. And it comes around, I mean, every single time. And every time we're out in the community, somebody that you know knows me or I know him or so. It's just a big, big circle. And I love that. And I love that most of the community is very close and very tight with each other.
Yeah, I think it's very ancestral. I think the people that you see are actively searching to be motivational or have purpose, we all tend to get along. Even if, like, I mean, fuck, I knew of you for so long before ever we did a face-to-face, and I was like, fucking A. And then when we met, immediately it was like, ah, dude, we're bros, because we have the same outlook in life. And
Jared and I had a dance battle in Vegas the first time we met. Remember that?
God, that was a while ago.
Yeah, dude. That was fucking awesome. Fuck. Somebody's got footage of that. It needs to resurface.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Whoever's got that.
Yeah.
Send it in. Well, Omar. Also too, Ross, we figured out, you know, I was with him supporting his unit when he got hurt.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, dude, it was crazy. We were just talking earlier.
That was what yesterday. I think you guys were bullshitting. He's like, well, I was in that fucking AO, and boom.
Yeah, I was up at Old Mod, and he was out of Apache, and I was running air cover for his whole battalion.
He actually saw the day when I was hit. They were looking at the screen.
We had a Predator.
Yeah, when we got hit.
Small
fucking
world, man,
dude. And I was, man. I, you know, I went back to to the house last night, and I was just thinking about it. I was like, holy fuck, like. Dude, you know, we were both, it was just crazy, because I remember having a lot of air support. We were out there, and I didn't know it was him. And, man, I just stayed home really, really close, and it brought a lot of good memories back of those days and shit. And it was amazing, man. So, yeah.
And there's a lot of weird shit that
happened. Oh, yeah.
And now we just get to make fucking new fun memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, wait, you were, it says here that you were struck with a 200-pound IED. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Holy shit.
A little one.
You're lucky to be alive.
No, he called that idea a bitch.
Yeah. Definitely be lucky to be alive. It was, I mean, shit, other than the circumstances of where it hit and how it happened, we were just lucky. And
well, we were talking yesterday too, Ross. Like, that's like, that trip is very historical. How many guys did the Blue Spaders lose in that 15-month span?
We were the hardest hit unit, and man, I'm going to hate myself if I get this wrong, but I think in the whole battalion, we lost about 100 and something.
Yeah.
It was
massive. It was the most, like,
yeah, so we were
in one,
like,
unit.
The Army named it, we were the hardest hit unit since any unit since Vietnam, I believe.
Fuck.
And yeah.
I mean, my first 2 weeks alone there was 8 guys died, like, within the first 10 days.
Was that where the Bradley got flipped over? Yeah.
Bradley, and then 3 days after the Bradley was first sergeant.
McKinley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. What made you get involved in the Paralympics?
You know what, man? I was at home one day and I was just getting overweight and I was hating life. And the girl that I was dating at the time, you know, we broke up and I was like, I'm gonna go get fucking in shape and look hot and just show this bitch. And I, you know, I walked into a gym and there was that day they were deadlifting and you know, I walked in and I was like, man, I can't do that. And the guy's like, here, let's put on some straps in your hands and see how that works. Dude, I put on straps and I deadlifted like 455 the first time. And everybody's like, dude.
What the fuck?
I was like, yeah. And I was like, you know, I'm like, is that good? Because I was like, because before I used to do a lot more. And they're like, dude, that's good. So I went back the next week on the same day on a Wednesday or whatever. I pulled like 520. And everybody's like, dude, what the fuck? And I was like, what? I felt light. Like, I can go heavier if you want me to. And I was like, what? I'm like, yeah. And then after that, it just kind of, you know, the iron bug just bit me. And it was one of those things where I was like, I want to be remembered as one of the strongest cripples in the world. Like, I want to go down in history. And if there's anything or everybody opens a book on powerlifting, I want them to see my name. And that's what kind of what pushed me forward. And then getting the messages from people online and Instagram, like, dude, I lost 80 pounds. I had a guy tell me he lost 80 pounds because he saw every single video that I posted every morning at 5:30 when I was going to the gym, and it motivated him, changed his life. He stopped eating a bunch of crap, and he sent me pictures, and I was like, holy shit. I was like, I'm making a difference. So it's just, after that, it was just, man, like a wave just coming down, and it just kept rolling and rolling, and I just fell in love with the sport.
Man, that's incredible. How competitive is it? Do you guys talk shit to each other?
You know what? No, man. The powerlifting community is very, very tight. Everybody's very supportive of each other. There's not a lot of shit talking, but I do. I talk shit about everybody all the time just because I can. Just because I like, you know, I'm that guy that comes in and like drops a grenade and walks out. I like doing that shit.
Like yeah. A physical grenade or like a
I mean, if you
grenade?
If you give me one, I can do okay. Both. Yeah.
Well, we should do flashbangs in the office and just huck them at people.
Oh, dude, please.
Like flashbang Fridays?
Yeah. Flashbang Fridays.
That's a video.
I have that video of us cracking beers in Iraq with frags. You should post that in Drinking Bros.
Yes.
In 2005, we were fucking drinking Coronas and cracking beers with frags. Fucking idiots.
Super smart.
If Evan lets me do it, I'll come and do it every Friday.
Yeah. Crispy's back with flashbang.
Like, flashbang's like, and as I'm walking out of it, Crispy the fuck on.
I like it.
Flashbang Fridays. And I know Jared, you wanted to talk some gay stuff with him. You were interested in, you were very, very adamant about this gay show started.
Crispy's gaff, man. He's gay as fuck.
Shit.
Gaff.
Are you really?
We should start Gaff Nation, the page.
No, Crispy's not.
Super fucking gay shit. That'd be
bro.
Great.
No, we were talking.
Crispy and Jared's Gaff Nation, bro. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
That's your show. That's your podcast.
Done.
Gaff Nation. we went on this tangent this morning, Ross, about like, it was almost as if it was like a gay locker room hazing the guy that dates trannies because he's not a true
he's
gay.
Not,
guy.
He's not. He's not.
He's
full
not,
gay.
Yeah, dude. That's a fucking girl, man. That's a fucking girl, man. You're just half. You're 1 foot in, man.
Yeah. You're not. You're a fucking breeder, bro.
You're a breeder.
Yeah. You're just over there breeding, man. You're not full gay.
I mean, you're not truly gay unless you suck three dicks at once. Yeah.
Yeah. Then that escalated into essentially gay guys one-upping each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, no, but we were like curious about it because it's like the straight friend who goes by being straight, but he like has that weird friend, you know, like they like Brad's always at the house
They're
until like 1
out.
In the morning.
Like,
you're like,
dude,
what the fuck?
Why are you always
But roles reversed. So yeah. It's like the gay guy that's fucking openly gay, but he's got the girlfriend he's always like, shopping with. And like, yeah. Hey, dude, was Sally at your fucking house till 1 in the morning? Yeah.
We were drinking wine, man. We were picking up paint colors, man.
No, bullshit. You fucked her.
No, man. I'll show you. I have all the paints.
I was giving her home interior advice. You know that about me, guys. Yeah. Come on.
She was showing me how to give a blowjob.
She was showing me how to do it on my own dick.
What?
Is this real? He's really gay?
No. Well, there's gay and then there's army gay. So, I mean, you pick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've never met a gay power lifter before. Like, I was wondering what that was like in the bedroom.
You haven't worked out at the Gold's Gym in fucking West Hollywood, bro, because there's some fucking behemoths in there that were staring at me like I was eye candy. I was like, I don't know if I can fend all of you off.
Then again, you are eye candy. Like, if you're walking in, it's good. You're walking into a fucking gym in WeHo, it's just a tease. You're just a tease. It's like having the fucking Dallas cheerleaders visit a prison.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you. I'm so insecure. I just wear like super fucking like silkies and a cutoff to the gay gym just to get affirmation from all the dudes.
And then we had one of the guys call his friend who's gay, and we're like, dude, you know how we have, you know, we call gay people, you know, faggots or whatever. It's like, what do they call straight people?
Oh yeah, we're like, what do you? What's like a
breeders?
Yeah. Breeders.
Breeders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Breeders.
Yeah, that's breeders. A derogatory term for straight people.
Or he said DL.
Yeah.
So what's, dudes that are like they walk into a bar once in a while, they get a little buzz and fuck a dude, but they're straight.
What's the DL mean?
That's down low.
Down low. Yeah.
Yeah, you just down fuck low. A dude every once in a while.
You know, Matt
on the DL.
What's up?
No, nothing.
Oh,
yeah. We got a friend like that.
We actually do.
Yeah,
actually,
he's like, you know, I get drunk and it's whatever hole's calling.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. No, he's super open about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. Yeah. But like
when you get a physique like mine, you got to take what you can get. That's basically what he says.
Oh boy, that's fucking
insane. And it is true.
But he's open about it. Like he is not ashamed. He's like, I could lie, but there's video out there, so it is what it is. And you're like, all right,
yeah, it's the tranny thing because he's like, if you ever banged a tranny, well, I could lie, but there's video out there. Me banging three trannies, so I guess I can't lie.
So you fucked a tranny and filmed it. He's like, well, three.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You went strong.
Same dude. This is how honest he is. Like, I swear to God, he cannot tell a lie. So I come in, I'm like, hey, what'd you do last night? He's like, nah, I just went home, took a bunch of painkillers, and smoked some weed, and had a couple beers, and went to bed. And I'm like, you're lucky to be alive. What are you fucking doing?
We need to check your liver enzymes.
Seriously, like you should not do that. Like, you should not be mixing all those things. Like,
now, is it weird that I want to watch the video?
It's a Philip Seymour Hoffman cocktail, my friend. Like, you're not going to get that. I can recover from that.
Yeah, but we've talked about this. Quality of life. They have the best quality of life.
We need to do that. Options are out there. We call it the honest office where nobody can tell a lie. Like, hey, Kelly, what'd you do this weekend? Well, I cheated on my boyfriend, had a couple dudes blast on my ass, but I guess I won't get pregnant. Have a great Monday. You're like, sounds perfect.
Oh, God.
Who would be the most honest in your office, you think?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
We would never do that.
It's like, I was jacking off, my dog licked my butt, and it made me come, and I'm really considering my life choices at this point. What the fuck, dude?
Seriously.
I want to watch his videos.
What?
I want to watch them.
I haven't seen them. Have you watched?
Is that weird? I want to see them. Videos?
I want to see it.
I want to watch.
So is it three individuals? Is it one with three?
I don't know. I didn't get into it with them.
I mean, I would have asked. I want to find out.
His dad was one of my good friends, so he came to us via his dad was my friend, and then his dad was like, man, he's getting out of the Marine Corps, you know, can you find him a position? I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. And I was expecting like a spitting image of his dad, and I'm like, ah, he is his father's son. He's a very, very large human being, but and his dad was like larger than life. His dad died last May. Like former plank holder at SEAL Team 6, like could drink like fucking four bottles in a row and like not be phased. Like guy's fucking legendary. And Harry's That's just expensive. Like, he's a fucking good dude.
note to the editor, bleep that name out.
Yeah, bleep the name.
Bleep that name out.
Bleep that name out.
It's a fucking name drop. That was good.
No one listens to this crap.
Nobody's still on at this point. Doesn't matter anymore.
They fucking tuned out.
Crispy, who's one celebrity out there you want to bang?
Shit. I hope my girl doesn't listen to this. But
Hugh
Man,
Jackman?
I don't know. Yeah.
Come on, Justin
Wolverine.
Bieber. Justin Bieber.
No, I think
that small, really fucking like lanky kid from Superbad.
Justin Bieber or Rachel Maddow. They're the same.
If I were to
Justin
go,
Bieber
if I were to go
Maddow.
Gay, yeah. I would go with Mario Lopez.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
shit,
dude, I
bro?
Heard he's got a big fucking.
That's
dog.
Real specific.
So,
that's
and
real
it's like we talked.
Yeah,
we talked about,
about
that earlier.
No,
yes.
Yeah, this is bullshit. If you had to do, you go small dick.
No, you go big.
You go big because you want to brag.
Yeah. So, like, dude, I banged this fucking dude. He had a big cock. Yes.
Fucking horse. Yeah. He's like, he's got a huge dick. Takes both hands.
Like I'm bleeding inside. Like, yeah. Like I'm internally bleeding, man. That's how big he was.
Bro.
Yeah.
It was practically a Pringles can. That's what we used as a condom.
Oh, there's no, I mean, Matt, I'm with you on this one. You go
what
small.
Do you think, Ross? You small or big? Small? Come on, man.
Yeah, come on. I want to look like I got hit by a combine harvester.
We know you do, Jared. You of all people want to get fucked by the biggest dick you could possibly find.
But
I'd go small.
Attrition,
I'd go Asian.
Right?
Yeah. I'd go the guy from The Hangover, Ken Jeong. That guy.
No, you can't go that small. You gotta go. You gotta go like moderate. Like
you gotta go like Jared Taylor. Moderate.
Are you
like the parents are Asian and Mexican, so you know it's not gonna be that big of a dick, but at least it's got something going on. You know.
What are we doing with the dick?
Yeah. Like, Jared wants us to back up.
You gotta take it.
You gotta plan.
I'm going Ken Jeong.
Which one would you rather have bigger, sucking or fucking?
Would you sucking definitely.
and you got to go all the way down.
Bigger ones taste better.
Yeah, circumcised.
Because
circumcised.
If it's bigger, it's not sweating as much.
Can't that be the You're a fucking disgrace to humanity. Can we call the episode that one? Bigger one tastes better.
Yeah.
You just How called for the first time in Drinking Bros history. You called Jared a disgrace to humanity. I don't think that has ever happened. And we've said a lot of fucked up shit on here.
Dude, because he's sitting there like it's an audio show, so no one can see what he's doing, but he's double fisting a fucking Subway dick in his mouth and going, and no one knows he's doing it other than us.
He's got both hands out, you know, they're like both executing this massive horse cock. It's so fucking weird. And the thing of it is it looks like you're eating it like a hot dog. That's not. I don't know.
The dexterity of your fingers, too. They're like rolling motions on the shafts. Yeah. You're playing it like a goddamn trumpet.
Like giving it an Indian burn while playing a flute.
Like. Beethoven's Symphony of Cum in that fucking mouth over there.
Oh, God. Let's put this baby to bed, shall we?
You would point it
away.
You'd point it away.
Put that ass out.
What if it got a little pre-cum in you, though?
Swap it out.
This is the worst episode ever. We've got a hero on the show, and we're
come on.
Damn it. Let's put this baby to bed with the drinking bro of the week. This is submitted by Pete Davis. Oh, boy. Pete Davis, I'm sorry. I'm even sorry you're the drinking bro of the week, buddy. Pete Davis says, I'd like to nominate Cody Gregg and his father. Coming from a motocross background and racing with them my whole career, they were the type of people who were always there to help. Unfortunately, on their way home from a race this weekend, they were involved in a car crash in their motorhome, which left both of them no longer with us, but they are watching over us. Something they always motivated everyone around them, and they lived life every day. Same with you guys on the podcast, so thank you. I appreciate that, Pete, but Sorry for your loss, and cheers, my man.
Cheers.
Cheers to
that. And I also want to apologize to Pete that you were on this show, because this was a disgrace to humanity. A disgrace to humanity.
I mean, we can keep going for hours.
I know. It's going to happen once the mics turn off.
Oh, boy. I can't unhear that, what you just said about that.
I asked him about, sorry to go back to this, but the pre-cum thing, and he goes, I would just swab it out. And he was sticking his finger in the urethra, hypothetically, and then sucking it off like a...
Do we need to make a skid?
God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man.
But here's a side funny story to this, which is I used to go to the embassy in Kabul, and I would sit there in a waiting room at the ambassador's office, and I would go through all the magazines and draw dicks on every one of the pages.
Yes.
In the ambassador's office. So I came back on like one of those trips, and they fucking removed all the magazines because of that. Like, these fucking guys kept on drawing dicks in the magazines.
You'd expect nothing, but I did. Nothing less than a professional.
I outlined a baby. And it was like a baby being held by a fucking star. And awesome. I think that was the one that got it all pulled, because it was like,
what was that movie?
Semen.
Super Bad?
Yeah.
But and there's know, a just a little fun with ambassadors.
He drew that before he walked out.
It's a good looking dick.
Well, Crispy, can you tell people where to find you and everything you got going on, brother?
So my Instagram is Crispy11B, and Facebook's the same thing. So that's pretty much all the outlets I'm on. And, if anybody wants to book me to speak, this is not what I talk about, so just let me know.
Yeah, you do actually. Yeah, that's a good point. You do a lot of motivational speaking and some really cool stuff, so if anybody's interested in that, I know we get reached out to do a lot of that, and I don't really do that or have the time, so Crispy's far better at it. So Crispy11B on Instagram. If not, get some fucking gym motivation out of it.
That's what I'm saying.
I check that shit out.
Hell yeah. Crispy, thank you for being on the show, man. It was an honor. I'm sorry you had to sit in on this. This was a whole sack of
bullshit. Fuckery. It's right up his alley.
I kind of started it, so sorry. And thanks for having me on, man. I had a blast.
Oh, hell yeah. For Crispy, Mr. Matt Best, Mr. Evan Hafer, and Jared, disgrace to humanity, Taylor. I am Ross Patterson. We miss you, Rocco. We miss Rocco, and we are gracefully out of here tonight. Boy, that was awful, Jared. Awful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.